We're joined by two guests in studio, and Tania Rozima. And wait a minute, I just put on your microphone there. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me here
not
today.
Not at all. And tell me, will you introduce your...
Yeah, my husband here, Luke, he's also present here.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Luke, how are you?
Thank you, I'm fine.
So, yeah. I met you about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, we were almost temporarily neighbors.
That's exactly
at Knockafort.
Yes.
Holy Island Pier. Yeah.
So you have a new business going?
Yeah, I started off a mobile sauna business, barrel sauna.
Yes.
That's something that you would hear.
Yeah.
It's getting quite popular, really, isn't it?
It's popping up all over the country.
Yes.
They should look like mushrooms, actually, but they don't. They're still wood, and there's a fire inside of them.
Yeah, you need heat, and you need steam.
You need heat, and you need water, and you need dedication to it.
Yes.
And the proper understanding.
Yeah. So tell me, what are the benefits of sauna?
Of the sauna, yeah. Well, actually, the benefits of sauna are multiple.
Yeah.
But it is more the combination, especially here in Ireland, where you have the lakes, the beautiful lakes with their natural water currents.
Yeah.
That water is not just H2O, multiple H2O molecules. It's more.
Yeah.
It's, you could say, a living individuality almost with its own consciousness.
Yes.
And it is a great gift of nature to humanity. Because it also, it's known scientifically that it also has recharging properties. It sort of can operate as a battery, actually. It gets a plus pole and a minus pole. When it touches our body, it sort of literally recharges. So a sauna on its own is just heating up. And that's very uncomfortable because you will stay heated up for a couple of days.
Really?
Absolutely. And so what makes the sauna the real sauna experience and also the health benefits of it is the cooling down, the cold plunge.
Mm.
And there's nothing better than a cold plunge in a 6 degrees or seven maybe, Loch Derg.
Well, I haven't had the courage to try it yet, even though I live right next to the pier in Knockafort.
Yeah, because what the sauna does actually is heat up your body, and your body wants to control your own temperature.
Yes.
That is perfectly capable of doing so. And you start sweating. And that is very good because it's also very detoxifying. It eliminates lead, all kinds of toxins from your system.
Yes.
Through the sweat that you produce. And
so you have personal experience of the benefits?
I do. Yeah,
sauna.
Absolutely. I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been quite lucky and unfortunate in my life with getting loads of, things on my body. The last one was a broken ankle 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was walking a dog of a friend who broke her ankle while walking her dog. So I walked her dog and I broke my ankle.
So
it's a true story.
I think there must be something wrong with that dog.
So true. It was a service dog. But
yes.
Yeah. So it was quite unfortunately, I had implants in and that was terrible.
Okay.
I got steroid injections because of the inflammations that, that took in too, actually. And last year, when the implants had to be taken out, the wound got infected. So it was taken up in Limerick Hospital on the IV drip with two very strong antibiotics, and it ruined my body totally.
Yes.
I'm actually happy that I'm still alive and I have my leg.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine took me to the other side of the Tipperary Lake to a mobile sauna, Jóhalara.
That was beautiful spot.
Terribly cold.
Yeah.
But after I came out and it took 3 hours for my fingers to warm up, I felt like I actually have my body back. Something changed or shifted.
Yes.
And it was so remarkable, it was so strong, it was such a major shift in my body. And also because of the steroids, they had a huge effect on my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like so much better. So we went to Germany, all kinds of German saunas where they use... Yeah, also crystals to bring up the healing properties of the water. And then I went back to the sauna. I think I'm not a 30-year-old, but I felt like having the energy back of a 30-year-old.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was so remarkable after what I've been through that I decided, this is it. This is so important for mental health, physical health. And, so you heat up in the sauna, but when you're in the lake... especially in the winter when it's so cold, you're just, it's you and yourself. It's really bringing you totally back in your body. And
do you find that many people are not educated enough in the benefits of a mobile sauna?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Because mobile sauna...
Because I didn't know now.
No.
Yeah.
Because some people... Sometimes people say, oh, when it's warm, it's nice. But it's actually not that. There's also a balance between the temperature in the sauna and the humidity in it.
Yeah.
They should add up to about 105 or 110 for the body to feel comfortable.
Okay.
And so I keep a very close eye on what I do in my sauna. Okay. If I have, I run a very hot sauna. I should actually call it a hot pub.
Don't tell me you have a little bottle under the counter, have you? that could negate all the benefits of the sauna, would it?
Yeah, because people say, oh, this is a really lovely pub. You have the chatter, you have the people singing in it spontaneously.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, they do. Irish, beautiful Irish songs. And then they come out and have the plunge and be with themselves and then go back. And it's known that the physical healing properties, the mental health properties, heat me happy. It was a beautiful article in the
end. I suppose, you know, exercise is another form of getting the endorphins going, I suppose. Anything that just stimulates the body.
Yeah, and especially with the cold dip. And then
keeps that top story of the mind.
True, it's the endorphins that really do a huge work of healing and the detoxification. But sometimes I think it's like with the fairy trees, they that work against anything but not against a hangover.
Yeah.
That's something you have to do yourself.
So do you think people should be using it more then?
Absolutely, yeah.
So will you describe your sauna, your mobile sauna?
Yeah.
And in relation to your question, I think we should also bring up the awareness, the consciousness of how to sauna properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not because we have house rules, but more we have healing rules.
Yes.
That's how our body operates.
Yeah.
So my barrel sauna is a 3.5 meter wooden barrel, which is a horizontal huge barrel, 2.2 meters wide. And it's on a trailer, a double axle trailer.
You've moved away from the van then, have you?
The van, unfortunately, had a engine breakdown. And we're still looking for a new engine.
I see.
We just continued.
I thought that's what you might describe, because that was when I met you first. That's what you were in, you know?
But exactly.
I was just intrigued by it. You know?
Wonderful sauna. Yeah. It's still up there. We're waiting for an engine.
Good.
So we continued with a so-called mobile barrel sauna. And as you said, they're all over the country, especially.
So where I live, Knockaforth, there's regular swimmers, I think, on two mornings a week. I'd say Monday and Thursday, I'm not too sure. The ladies seem to go. It started during COVID and it still continues. And I think there are sessions there, are there on Sunday morning. Do you come down anywhere or do you come by arrangement with a group?
Yeah, sometimes I'm there on invitation.
Yes.
People said, Tanya, can you be there that and that date? And 9 a.m. and I'll be there at 9 a.m., have the sauna up and running, so that people do their swim and can jump in the sauna. Usually a sauna slot would take an hour. But I don't, if there's space, people can always stay in longer and really do a sauna round of 3 times in, out, in, out.
Is there a charge then?
Usually it's a charge of 20 euros per person per hour or longer. But for groups, there's a reduced tariff of 85 euros for a group of 7. Would then reduce the fee to 12.50.
And has business been good in recent times?
Yeah, I sort of had to overcome the breakdown of the car
the
and myself.
engine
fell. Yeah. But that's training your entrepreneur muscles. That's only good. Okay. Yeah.
So if people want to contact you, what's the best way to do it?
I have my phone number. They can always ring me. Like, can you come there and there? Because I'm at Knockaforth.
Yes.
I'm at Loch Rainey. Since yesterday.
In Flagmount, yeah.
No, near Cahir.
Okay.
Just before Cahir.
On the main road there, is it?
Yeah,
the,
correct.
Yeah,
it's very silent, although the road is quite near. But when you're there, it's quite silent.
Yes, yes.
Proper access to the water.
Yes, and safe access.
And safe access to the water.
Yeah.
And at Loch Baleala in Ennis, actually.
Oh, yeah.
The swimming area. So I sort of have like a westward access, on which I operate.
Yes. Yeah. And Luke, are you part of the operation as well?
Just a bit. I'm the one who is driving the trailer.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah.
You're the chauffeur,
Chauffeur,
and the technical aspect.
So, have you a presence on social media?
Yeah, I do. I have a WhatsApp group that people can actually join.
Okay.
On the phone number, of course. It's Ines Kelstra Mobile Sauna.
Yeah. Do you want to give us your mobile number?
Oh, yeah, please do, yeah.
If people don't remember it, they can always contact any of us here in the station.
Absolutely.
We'd be too glad to, too glad to give it out.
Yeah? Perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
So my number is 089-700-9665.
Yeah, 089-700-9665.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. I have a page where you can actually just book your place in the sauna.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I put up dates, locations, and the slots you can actually book for yourself, friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's bookwhen.com/
yes.
Ines Kelstra Mobile Sauna.
Yes.
And I forgot to ask as well, have you seen a variety of different age groups using the sauna, or is it a particular age group?
No, it's mainly women, so we're waiting for the man to
and what,
to be honest,
So you're very welcome both.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
We'll be going over now after the show.
Yeah, you should, yeah. Well, today, yeah. So I have a Instagram account, Ines Kelstra Mobile Sauna.
Okay.
I'm not that active on Instagram, but Dara's age group are, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And Facebook will be up soon.
Very good.
And if people want a group booking for a specific slot, just ring me and say, okay, I booked this out for you.
Yes.
But nobody else can actually book that.
Okay. So when you come down to Knockeforth Pier, how long does it take you to get fired up?
If the first customers are there at 10 a.m., I'll be there 8 a.m.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Clean the stove, clean everything. Also for hygienic reasons, I have to clean everything.
Yes.
With a detergent, special sauna detergent.
Yes.
I get everything ready, like scrub salts, scrub magnesium.
Yes.
For after the sauna, last round, scrub your skin, exfoliate it. And so it's
in magnesium.
Yeah, it does also.
Yeah,
absorbed by
the old days, we used to call that Epsom salts here.
Correct.
Put it into the bath, it was
very,
know,
very
it
healing.
Helps, yeah.
So you can also just use it as scrub salt, not in the sauna, but outside, please.
And what I would always say, you know, this is from my veterinary practice days,
ordinary
salt stings like hell on an open wound. Epsom salts, magnesium sulfate does not.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So I have loads of Epsom salts available. I provide them in little cups. Individual cups.
Oh, really?
Can
everything.
And that brings the extra treat to your body. Yeah.
It's a great initiative. And we wish you and Luke all the best with
it. Thank you very much.
And when you get that engine sorted out, will you have two?
I think so.
On the go.
Yeah, then I could go to Flagmount. Down to the not now with the big barrel. It's a huge thing.
True.
It's great. It's great to see initiatives like that.
Yeah.
I said we wish you all the best.
And I was just listening to the other item here on the radio, like doing a charity.
Yes.
And that's also on my mind. I just have to find an option.
Luke, what are you saying there?
Well, I'm not sure if I may say it already, but you have contact with the Scariff Bay Festival.
Scariff Harbour Festival.
Oh, yes. That's in August,
To be there at the harbour, and also for children, because children from 4 or 5 can easily use the sauna. They can control their own body temperatures.
Really?
So we're going to open up for kids also.
Might make a date with you some morning then, or Sunday morning possibly, with my grandson.
Yeah, that would be great.
He does like swimming, but he hasn't been introduced to lake swimming yet. But
but it's so great for children. They love it, so we will lower the temperature for them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, obviously, a different intensity for younger people. Okay.
Yeah, because it's wood-fired.
Yes.
So Tanya and Luke.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in here to talk
to
us on
Scariff
Bay Community
Radio.
We wish you all the best in your new enterprise, and no doubt we shall meet again.